Hey, this is Dan Persons, and welcome to the first of a couple of special episodes of Mighty Movie Podcast. We're going to be doing back-to-back. You'll get the second one tomorrow. This one, though, we're talking to Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith protege, the Jay of Jay and Silent Bob, or Jimmy the Janitor of Todd and the Book of Pure Evil, if you prefer. He's the star of a new film called Noobs, that's N-O-O-B-Z, just in case you're curious, a road comedy about a group of middle-aged video gamers traveling to a national tournament to seek their fame and fortune, mostly fortune, though. Jason plays one of the more level-headed of the team, if you can imagine that, and there's a bit of learning in the film and a bit of growing, but mostly raucous comedy, which is what the film's about, and thank goodness for that. So, Jason and I were able to talk about Noobs, but also about a wide range of things. He's a good guy for doing that. You know that if you've listened to any of the podcasts he's appeared on. And here comes the discussion. Enjoy. You do consider yourself a geek, right?
I would say yes, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, if I put on my geek hat and talk to you about geekish things for a few minutes, are you good with that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Because I wanted to get you your opinion on Disney's acquisition of the Star Wars franchise. What do you think about it?
You know, for me, because I'm a fan of it, I'm not the diehard fan who, you know, I know people are worried about them ruining it and all that. To me, it's like even the last three movies, I know, weren't as good as the first three, and people were disappointed. But to me, it's like to see, to all those years know that there was a part one, two, and three, and to hear about it and knowing that you saw four, five, six, for that, to just be able to finally for it to come out and to watch the movies and see how Darth Vader came about and all the, you know, Chewies, what happened to Chewbacca's, you know, clan and family and stuff. All that to me was awesome to watch. And I think same here, it's like, yes, they might make it not what the classic awesomeness is of Star Wars, but to see any of the stories put on the big screen, even if it's done poorly, I think to me it'll be entertaining and awesome to see, like, wow, that's what happened. And this is, oh, wow, look how they did this. Look what Darth Maul's cousin brother looks like. You know what I mean? So anything like that to me just excites me.
Mm-hmm. My feeling sort of is that, you know, how much worse could it be than what they did with the first three episodes? But you enjoyed them, though.
Yes, I enjoyed them, in the sense that I wouldn't say, like, man, they made the best three movies ever. But to see it on the big screen and see, you know, the whole story of finding young Darth and how Luke was dropped off at his uncle's and aunt's place at the end, and just to see the process of what happened, to me was enjoyable. Like, and not to mention just some of the new stuff, like, you know, seeing just some of the effects to me were cool. Mm. You know what I mean? So I enjoyed it. I was entertained for sure. So
you know, looking forward to the next few months. Well, personally for me, and this is sort of weird, I think the film I'm most looking forward to in the next few months is Oz the Great and Powerful, you know, the Sam Raimi doing Wizard of Oz. I'm just very curious about what Sam Raimi can do with Oz. But, you know, we've also got Iron Man 3 coming up. We've got Man of Steel. Are those the films that you're looking forward to?
Definitely Iron Man. For me, any comic book movie is exciting to me. Again, even if it's, like, you know, way back in the day when they came out the first Fantastic Four and the effects and just the story and everything was horrible. But to see a comic book movie come to life, to me was exciting. And then, they, you know, all the Hulks, yes, some of them, you know, the different ways that he looked and everything. To me, I love comics. I've been reading them since I was 12, And to see them come on the big screen, it was just exciting. So Iron Man 3, I'm very excited about. And, you know, there's a few movies out there that I'm excited to see. There's a lot more than I even realized. The other day I was skimming through trailers, and I had no idea some of the movies that were coming out. And then I just heard they're coming out with a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, and they're coming out with a Wonder Woman TV show. Yeah, interesting.
Do you get to movies a lot now?
I don't go, you know, I don't get to the actual theaters on a regular basis. I definitely, you know, I usually wait till they come out on iTunes or go buy them on Blu-ray. I mean, I'm definitely, now I feel like I definitely enjoy the to be able to pause and go back, you know, if I have to go grab some food or I have to run an errand or something. You know, if it's a really good movie, I usually don't pause, and it doesn't matter. I go see them in the theaters, like Avengers. I went and saw in the theaters. Any movie I really want to see, I'll go see in the theaters. But I don't go that often, as often as I'd like.
You know, I know. You know, you're really not in a position to answer for him. But of course, Kevin Smith has been talking about. You know, I'm finishing up directing in film. He's got this this hockey series that he's going forward with, but do you think it's unfortunate that he never got a real crack at a superhero film?
Well, no, because I he had a crack at it, and he turned down some you know, movies that he had chances to do. He said, you know, he has mentioned, I believe, in interviews that he just doesn't feel like he wants to go big, do a big, you know, $100 million superhero movie and try to, you know, try to make that happen. He loves comics too much, and he'd rather watch other people do it. But yeah, I mean, he's had his chance. I know that, you know, that I believe there's a few movies that he was, you know, that he was asked to direct, and he decided not to do it. So I would say it's not a shame, because he could have, he just didn't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine that somebody, well, of course he was involved with several projects as a writer, but I can't imagine that somebody at some point hadn't reached out to him to direct. You know, as far as you're concerned, you know, you've got this starring role in Noobs, and I was just wondering, you know, when you started out, you know, you did Clerks with Kevin, and having come out of the film school environment myself, and having tried to build a career as a director, you know, I know what the situation is when you bring your friends into the production, and how particularly for the friends' involvement, how it all doesn't seem quite so real. You know, it's like, oh, look, Kevin has a camera. Isn't that cute? Sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, when did it dawn on you that what you were doing could be real, could be a career?
I was right. During Mallrats, definitely. You know, Mallrats was a studio film, and to me that was all new, and having 40 crew members and getting per diem and being in a hotel and then going to like a mall after hours and working with Stanley and Shannon Doherty and all that. And then, you know, right towards, I'd say in that, right in the middle of shooting, there was a director and writer who just had gotten financing for an independent movie called Drawing Flies. And he asked me to be in that. So, you know, I had done Clerks, but I went back to roofing and working a normal job. Then I went, I had to quit my job and go to Minnesota for a few months and do Mallrats. And then I got an offer to go to Vancouver right after and do another movie. So I was like, wow, man, this is something I can possibly do for a living. This is awesome. I got two movies back to back, and I love it. And this is amazing. And so, yeah, it was right around the middle of shooting Mallrats that it sort of dawned on me, like, this is so surreal and amazing, and this is something I'd love to continue to do, so.
You know, and you've kept working, and you know, many actors would kill for the career you've had. How have you grown into it? You know, how has it gone from being just this simple little thing to, you know, being a genuine working actor?
I mean, I don't know. Again, I still say it's still surreal to me. I mean, I definitely at times I get down on myself. I definitely want to be shooting more movies, and then at other, you know, most time it's just surreal that I'm traveling to Australia and London to do, you know, sit up and talk and do our podcast, and you know, they sell out, you know, five different venues sell out in a week in Australia, where I've never been and didn't even know people dug us there. And then, you know, just seeing all the movies, like, it's funny because I watch a lot of Netflix. I just went and watched 24 again for like the third time. And you know, I love that about Netflix. But anyway, scrolling through Netflix, like, it didn't even dawn on me. Like, I realized, like, wow, there's this movie I did 3 years the other Bitten. There's a movie, another movie I did, and another movie I did. And, like, it's just crazy because I sometimes forget how many movies I've gotten to do. Because, yeah, sometimes I'll do a movie and they don't come out right away because they're not studio film. And it'll be 2 years before I even hear anything. But, you know, they usually wind up coming out on Netflix or DVD. You know, there's quite a few, and it's, again, it's surreal to, and all that, but I love it. I mean, I can't, I got lucky. It's just, it's been pretty amazing. We have a comic book and action figures, and now we're, I just produced a Jay and Silent Bob Groovy cartoon movie that's hopefully going to be out in April, and it's a full feature cartoon movie, and it's just been, awesome.
I want to come back to that at the end, but let's talk a little bit about Noobs, because now, you know, you have eventually moved into the position of being the lead actor here, and you're one of the leads of Noobs. How did you get involved in this project to begin with?
You know, the writer, Blake Freeman, said that when he was writing the script, he was thinking about me, and he contacted my agent and said, hey, I want to, you know, when is his dates available, and would he be interested in this? And he sent over the script, and I read it, and I dug it because I'm into video games, and it has, you know, it has a little bit of romance in it. It has a road trip with four friends, and I thought it was a good script and a different character for me. And yeah, he just made the offer, and I was into it, so...
What was it about the character that appealed to you? What stood out as different for you?
Well, different because, you know, I was able to, you know, as a dude working at, now I've done little pieces of this, I mean, do that at a convenience store, but it's a dude with a dream, you know, to get out of that, you know, the job he has, he doesn't like, and he's really into video games, and if he wins this tournament, it could change his life, and he also wants to meet this girl he's been talking to for a long time and never met her in person. So, you know, it was different because he had, like, you know, it was like a road trip movie. And then there was a, you know, the dude had a dream and he had this girl he wanted to meet. So there was a little bit of romance. And I got to sit and play video games, you know, for 2 days straight and then film it. I mean, how awesome was that? So,
are you a gamer? Are you a real gamer?
I am. I play Call of Duty way too much, actually. The new one just came out, and I honestly play a little too much.
Before we go, I want to get back to talking about this this Jay and Silent Bob Groovy Cartoon Show, is it called?
Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob's Groovy Cartoon Movie.
Can you explain a little bit about it?
It's Jay and Bob, and it involves, and has Little Blunt Man and Chronic involved in it, and Kevin wrote the script a few years back, and I told him, you know, I wanted to produce something, but I just didn't know how to go about, what do I have to do, how do I get started at producing something, and he said, here's a script I wrote a couple of years ago, it's been sitting on my shelf, let's see what you can do with it, and you can, you know, see how you go about it. And I started making calls. I got an animator to start animating, and my wife got involved, who's also partners in our company. And we started getting it animated and doing the voiceovers, getting a few people to do for some of the first 10, 15 minutes. Showed it to Kevin, and he fell in love. He said, "This is awesome. I can't believe you got this much done and how awesome it looks." And so then he started getting involved, and he's like, "Okay, I want to get this person for a voiceover for this character and this character and this character." And so I'm really stoked about it, and it looks really awesome. And we're getting the soundtrack together right now, and the score and everything, and we're doing some color correction, all that different type of stuff. And hopefully it'll be ready by April, and we're gonna start throwing the trailer up and teasing it, and hopefully it'll be out in April.
Sounds cool. So you're moving into production now. You're moving behind the camera.
Yeah, so that and direct. I've been trying to direct a PSA and a music video. That's another thing I want to get into. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/CSMOD, CESMOD. And I've been like trying to write some web shows and stuff. So, but check it out if you can, CSMOD.com. And thank you very much.
Jason, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. So as Jason said, you can check out csmod.com. C like looking, smod like smodcast. csmod.com for more of him. And Noobs is available now in handy home video form and even handier video on demand form. Amazon has it. You can check it out there. And we've got the trailer and the link to the official website over at mightymoviepodcast.com. Coming up tomorrow is our roundtable interview with Nick Kroll of Kroll Show, so check that out. And if you want to write me, send that email to dan@mightymoviepodcast.com. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening, and have fun. This has been a production of Upstart Company NYC, copyright 2013, Dan Persons, all rights reserved, no unauthorized duplication permitted.